Hey. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Grow with Paul podcast. This is where we talk about things that matter to your life, that matter to your career, that matter to your spirituality, and everything that pertains to your life in general. So our goal is to ensure that you become the best version of yourself. I tell people that we are in versions. Just like we have our mobile phones in different versions, you are also in versions. And then for you to move to the next version of your life that can help you unlock that next phase of your life, you need the right knowledge for that particular phase of your life. And that's what we do here. We equip you with the right knowledge to be the best version of yourself for the stage of life you're about to enter into. And I can tell you for free that you are in the right place at the right time. Welcome once again. All right. So last episode, we talked about identifying and breaking limiting beliefs. Right, we looked into a path, we started it last time, but today we're continuing on that particular path, and we're looking at identifying and breaking limiting beliefs part two, or you can call it episode two. All right, so for those who didn't listen to the last episode, I would like to say please press pause right now and go listen, and then you can join us back on this podcast, listen to the episode two, or you may want to just listen fully and then after now you go back to episode one so you can catch the full length of what we have been discussing before now. All right, so just a quick recap, right, for you to catch up on what we've done so far. Right, so we said limiting beliefs are thoughts from the unseen realm, right, causing you not to go forward, and they are shared by a spiritual force to keep you down. Right, we also learned that limiting beliefs come sometimes, or they manifest sometimes, as defense mechanisms or avoidance mechanisms to avoid possible frustration or disappointment, right? However, we cannot always run away from disappointment and frustration, because life will always throw them our way. All right, so today we said we'll be looking at some other sources of limiting beliefs and now to get out how to overcome limiting beliefs. All right, so friends, believe it or not, your limiting beliefs stand in your way of creating the life you desire, right? Limiting beliefs distort your expected perfect reality. We have the kind of reality we've created for ourselves, but limiting beliefs are just there to limit us. They are there to make us not see those realities come to pass, right? Limiting beliefs have only one job. They have just one KPI. They have just one JD. Just one job description, and that is to limit you. That is to stop you. That is to cancel you from the game. Right, that is to reduce you, to make you a nobody. Right, they prevent you from realizing your true potential as God has deposited inside of you. Right, that is what they are here to do. They are there to just break you. They are there to just make you a nobody, make you not exist. And you should not, I repeat, you should not allow that. If you must excel, if you must become the best version of yourself, if you must achieve great things, if all that you have in your head, in your mind, must come to reality, you must say no to limiting beliefs, because they are dangerous and they are there to break you. They are there to make you a nobody. And that is, I believe, that is not what you want to achieve. You don't want to achieve being a nobody. You want to achieve being someone who is relevant at what they do. All right, so let's quickly look at some sources of limiting beliefs and how to, you know, break free from them. But I'll just go through some sources. I mentioned some in the last episode, but I'll just go over one or two of them, and then we had maybe three or more to the sources of limiting beliefs. All right, so one is that past events. And before we go into that, I want you to know that now, for you to overcome limiting beliefs, you must first and foremost identify the source. If you don't know the source of a problem, you will just be beating the air, and then you will not win. It's just like playing football match without a goalpost. You just keep running around and around till you get tired, and then the whistle will blow for full time, and then you are just there wasting your time, right? So you need to identify the source of the limiting beliefs first, and that's why we're looking at the sources of limiting beliefs. All right, so like I said, first you must know that one of the sources of limiting beliefs is past events. Like I shared in the last episode, for me, I told you about my growing up and how the words my father would say to me would affect me, and now I will always look out for avoiding such situation. Right, even avoiding my father to some extent, because I don't want that scenario to paint itself again. right? So those things can cause limiting beliefs in the person's life, things that happened to you in your past, and you don't want those past events to become manifest again in your present, to become manifest again in your present reality. So you look for ways to avoid them. You build a defense mechanism or an avoidance mechanism. Have you ever asked someone, why don't you want to pass that road? Because let's say they are driving and they're saying, why don't you want to pass that road? They're like, oh, I don't want to pass. Don't even talk to me about that road because the road is bad. Right? They've passed that road before and the road gave them trauma. The road gave them some nightmare. And they're like, never again in my life will I pass that route. Right? So that's what happens when we go through some experience in our past. We just look for ways to avoid them. And then we limit ourselves from overcoming those situations, overcoming those circumstances, because we believe we don't have the power. Sometimes we have the power, but we don't know we have the power. We just try to avoid it. We don't want stress for our life. We don't want to face any difficult challenge, right? So you can go through the episode one and listen again about what I shared about this in total. All right, number two is your childhood environment. Some of us, how we grew up affect how we think, right? How we grow up affect how we think. I remember that growing up, we used to have little children around back then, and then we'd always fight. So there was this boy, I can't remember his name again, and so whenever he beats me, I'll go tell my mom. And one day my mom said, don't you have your hands? Beat him back, you know? Right? So we fought that day. When he did that thing again, I beat him back, and then we fought. I won, actually. Yeah, but come on, I don't support violence on this podcast, right? But that sowed a seed in me, and I became afraid of confrontation, right? Because I don't want to lose relationship, and I know that when you fight, it can put a strain on your relationship, and many things can go wrong. So from then, I look forward to peaceful relationships. I don't want to fight anybody. If anybody do anything to me, I just find a way to just let it go, you know, and all of that. So we must understand that our childhood environment, things that happen to us in our childhood, have a way of shaping how we see our present reality, have a way of shaping our life right now, right? And they can form some beliefs in us that, oh, when you have fights with anybody, your relationship will not go well. Whereas there are some times that you have to iron out some things, not physical fist, not bringing out your fist to fight the person, but ironing out issues may warrant you to flare up in some cases, right? Mark my word, in some cases, you may need to show your anger that I'm not happy about this. But when you have that notion that, oh, if you show your anger, it will cause an issue and you will lose that friendship, you lose that relationship, it can limit you from achieving the things you need to achieve part time. So you must watch your childhood environment. What are those things that happened to you in your childhood that has formed a limitation? Yours can be different. Yours can be something else entirely, right? That have formed limitations for you. For some persons, it could be that while they were young, maybe they were molested. By the way, molestation is very wrong. It's criminal. Let's assume some people have gone through bullying, they've gone through rape, they've gone through sexual harassment while they were very young. And that has created a fear in them that, oh, whenever I'm in a room with a guy, anything wrong can happen. So growing up, they have vowed that never again will I be in a room with any guy, even their own blood brother, for women or for ladies. Do you understand? So these things can cause limiting beliefs, and maybe tomorrow something can happen, and then you are supposed to be in a room with your male friend, with your brother, maybe or whatever, something casual, and then you vow that no, this will never happen, and before you know it, you can start generating negative energy, you can start generating, you know, negative behavior towards your male counterpart, towards your male friends, because of what happened to you while you were young. And those things can limit you from, you know, from achieving certain things in your life. So I'm just giving these examples. This may not be the perfect examples for you. You know your perfect example, then slow them in, bring them in, think about them, right? So your childhood environment can also put a strain, can also limit you, can also say no to you, can cancel you from the game, can make you a nobody in the race of life, in the race of destiny. All right, another thing I would like to tell you about is false truths. something that have happened to us, maybe our past experience, maybe our childhood event, we have turned those things to our own reality. You know, when something becomes your reality, it becomes your truth. Whereas some of these things are not true, right? We have gotten false knowledge, maybe from newspaper, maybe from something, or from someone, or people say. You know, when people say things, you hear them say in this part of the world, when people say things, when it becomes a rumor, many people tend to believe them, right? Because people are saying certain things, because something is popular, doesn't make it right, then you just believe the truth, you believe those false truths, right? It's a paradox. False truths, you believe those false truths, and then before you know it, you run with them, and then they limit you from achieving what you need to achieve. They limit you from breaking the glass ceiling, right? Because you have been told or you heard that no woman can ever become the CEO of this company. So when you know that you have what it takes to be the CEO of the company, you still told yourself, or you still tell yourself, that I'm not just cut out for being the CEO of this company because I'm a woman. Whereas being a woman does not limit you, but because you've heard it from someone, from somewhere, you have believed that truth. Whereas it is a false truth, it's a false knowledge. So get out of it. Get out of it. Do you understand? Get out of it. Another thing you must understand is the media, right? So many people, you spend all of your time in the news, you spend your time on wrong movies that breed fear in you. So you watch movies that breed fear in you, and all you know about is limiting thoughts, limiting beliefs, limitation. The songs you listen to breed limitation in you. The news you watch, all you know, I don't want to mention names of news stations, but some people, all they focus on is news channels where they talk about war, where they talk about things that would go wrong, where they talk about things that are not going well. You don't focus on things that are going well. How then do you want things to go well? Come on. You need to feed your mind with the right thing. So these things can be source of limitations for you. You want to travel to a country, maybe to an island, somewhere in Europe, somewhere in America, somewhere in Asia, and then because you have listened to false news, or let's say bad news, or you know, challenging news about the place, and some of these news are just propaganda, some of these news are just false narrative, just to limit people from coming to those environments, from coming to those regions, stopping investors from investing in those places, and before you know it, you too, you have taken on that narrative, and then you believe everything. Sometimes you may need to ask questions further. Don't just take everything you see in the news as they are. Sometimes you ask questions, you call people, what do you think about this place? There was a time that there was a news about Nigeria, and Nigeria is filled with, you know, with terrorists, whereas this terror issue only happened somewhere in the north, to the extreme of the north. And then people started believing, oh, Nigeria is full of terrorism and all of that, whereas that's not true. So sometimes we need to go a step further and ask questions. All right, and then my final one here, but not the least, right, is fear of the unknown. You are afraid that what if I fail? You are afraid, what if things don't go well? What if I don't achieve what I need to achieve? What if you are just there with what ifs, and your what ifs are negative. You are just too scared. You are scared of the future. You are scared of everything that could go wrong. You are scared of the unknown. And these things can cause you from not moving ahead. Alright? Alright. So, number two things, one of the solutions we talked about, we said if you don't know the source, you cannot find solution. And that's number one, identifying the source. And number two, solution to overcoming negative beliefs, you know, to identifying and breaking limiting beliefs, is your mind. Your mind. You must understand that your mind is a game changer. Your mind is a game changer. When it comes to breaking limiting beliefs, you must understand your mind is a negative, is a game changer. Right? So there's a part of the scripture that says in Proverbs 24. Is it 24? Let me open to it. 24 verse 3. I want to be sure that I'm quoting the right scripture. Hold on. Proverbs chapter 24, verse 3. I want to be sure it's the right scripture. Okay, let me see. 23 verse 4. Okay. Hold on. I can quote it verbatim, but I want to be sure for someone who need to go through it. Proverbs chapter 24 verse 7. I think let me look through there. Oh, I'm still not getting it. I don't know why I'm missing this in my head, right? But what I'm talking about is that the Bible is saying, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And that is the truth. As you think in your heart, that is who you are. Right, I found it. Proverbs 23 verse 7. It says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. So as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. It is what you think in your mind that becomes your reality. If you don't accept it in your mind, it can never become your reality. Do you understand? And there's a quote that says, if you think you can, you are right. If you think you cannot, you are also right. You must understand that whatever you think in your mind is true. Whatever you think, whatever you accept in your mind is true. Whatever you allow in your mind is true. Becomes real. Becomes your reality. So you must be careful what you allow in your mind. You must ensure that your mind is filled with the right thoughts. Your mind is filled with the right thinking. It's filled with the right thing. Even though you don't really believe in that thing, let your mind believe otherwise. Let your mind believe positivity. Let your mind believe that you can. Right? Maybe in another podcast, we'll look into the mind fully, and then we can delve into the power of the mind. Alright? So number three solution is challenging the limiting beliefs. Right? Sometimes you think, what if you fail? Why not, what if you succeed? What if you succeed? Don't always think that you cannot. Challenge that limiting belief. If that limiting belief is that you are not good enough, ask that belief, what if I'm good enough? Like a conversation, what if I'm good enough? What if I can make it? What if I can do it? Oh, if you drive, you're going to have an accident. What if I don't have an accident? Challenge that belief system. Challenge that limiting belief. Read materials of people who have been successful at that same thing. Are you scared of writing a professional exam because you are afraid you might fail? There are people you can ask. There are people who have passed that exam that you can ask questions about the exam. Or you can read about them. Or you can learn about them. You can read about them on YouTube. Maybe watch videos about them on YouTube. Read about them in materials. Or if you know them personally, you can ask questions. There are ways around this thing. So knowledge is very critical to overcoming limiting beliefs sometimes. Sometimes what is limiting us is knowledge. Ask questions. Sometimes the solution to that fear is a simple knowledge. Alright, and number four, think about the consequence of what might happen if you don't take that solution. What might happen if you don't take action? What might happen if you hold on to that limiting beliefs? Right, what could happen? What could go wrong? Think about it. Think about the consequences of holding on to that limiting beliefs. And then you will know that, oh, it's better when you weigh the options. It's better for me to take action and get out of this hell, get out of this hole, than to hold on to it. Alright, and then number five, I would like to say, reprogram your mind and hone a new belief. Believe that you can. Reprogram your mind, rewire your mind that, and hone new and different kinds of beliefs. Believe that you can. Believe that you will do it. Believe that you have what it takes. You have been told that you cannot make it. Believe that you can make it. You have been told that you can't write that exam and succeed. Believe that you can. Your power is in your hands. The power you need to thrive is in your hand. And let me tell you one thing. You are the only one in this game. Every other person is not a factor. So, don't capitalize on what someone said, or what you read in the newspaper, or what you think about something, and then form a belief system around it and say, yo, I can't. Come on. Remember, every other thing is not a factor. You are the only factor in this game when it comes to your destiny. And finally, there's a quote by Les Brown that says, practice makes improvement. So when you practice this habit over and over, it becomes a part of you and you keep improving. Thank you very much for listening to Grow With Pop Podcast. I'm happy that you stayed to the end. Thank you very much. I look forward to receiving your questions, your contributions, maybe on via email, poloyewuti77@gmail.com, or you send us an email, or you send us a DM on Instagram, right, at I am Poloyewuti, right? and let us engage with you. Let us answer your questions. Let's read from your contributions. Thank you, everyone. Don't forget to follow me on Instagram. I am Paul Oyewusi. On X, I am Paul Oyewusi. On Facebook, Paul Oyewusi. On LinkedIn, Paul Oyewusi. And let's have an amazing time of learning together. Thank you, everyone. See you next time. Bye-bye.